Scuba diving in the San Solomon Springs is like exploring a coral reef, except it's in the middle of the West Texas Chihuahuan Desert. The water is crystal clear and filled with fish. They swim right up to the divers and surround them. And 25 feet deep at the bottom, the spring water gushes, jetting up through the sand, keeping the pool at a constant temperature.
Oh, it's heated by the springs, by the lava underneath, so it's 72 to 76 degrees always.
On this windy, chilly day, Edward Wiles brought divers here from Fort Bliss for scuba certification. The springs are protected at the Dalmorey, Texas State Park, along with some endangered species.
We have two endangered fish, two endangered aquatic snails live here, nowhere else in the world.
Krista Morrison is posted at the park's entrance station. She collects fees and gives a detailed, well-rehearsed speech.
That is the main habitat for the Comanche Springs pupfish and Pecos gambusia. The pupfish lay their eggs in these shallower areas. So do the Phantom Cave and Phantom Spring snails. We don't disturb them.
The spring water flows through a picturesque old stone aqueduct, running through the middle of the town, Dalmorey, right under a sign that says, Dalmorey, the oasis of West Texas. The town has a population of about 500 people. It's about 130 miles southwest of Midland. This town and area farmers depend on the waters of the San Solomon Springs, and on this Saturday, many area residents are gathering to figure out a way to save their springs. They're concerned about the recent discovery of a massive oil field deposit in the area called Alpine High. Houston-based Apache Corporation has announced plans to drill for the oil and natural gas around Dalmorey. John Sharp, a UT professor of geology, says there's evidence that development could pollute or end the spring's flow.
And they're very concerned about this. They don't want the springs to cease to flow, and they want the water quality to remain good, and I think that's fair.
Sharp was invited to come to Dalmorey to explain how the springs work, where does the water come from, and how vulnerable are they to fracking in the area.
San Solomon Springs has been amazingly resilient. It's dropped a little bit, but it's still flowing very consistently. But if there is intensive water use, this could change. And so I think they need to be proactive. They need to see what development can be done without affecting the spring.
People are worried. People are afraid.
Trey Gerfers is the board president of the Big Bend Conservation Alliance. He says residents are conflicted over the issue of protecting the springs because many of them have a connection to the oil industry.
Many people derive income from that industry. And so what our objective is with this meeting is to have people come and get information and learn about what are the potentials, what could possibly happen.
A report from the environmental group Earthworks builds a case that the oil activity could pollute or disrupt the springs in a number of ways. Sharon Wilson is an organizer with Earthworks.
There's extensive fault systems out here, and that creates a pathway for migration of fracking chemicals.
Those fracking chemicals are toxic. Wilson says even small amounts could threaten the endangered species that inhabit the springs. There's some hope that the protection for these rare creatures could be used in a federal court battle to limit the oil field development.
There is no price tag for San Solomon Springs.
Local resident Dave Espy says he can't understand why the springs are being put at risk to begin with.
That the water for many of us is basically sacred, God-given, and we shouldn't get anywhere near it.
Espy made protecting the springs central to his campaign for county commissioner for Reeves County. He says there's plenty of oil in the world today, and there's only one San Solomon Springs.
If the springs were to dry up, if there was an earthquake and the fault shifted and the water's dislocated, I can just see him now. We didn't do it. See you later.
However, others in the community welcome the boom and the jobs that the oil development would bring. And on Election Day, Espy, a Republican, lost his campaign for commissioner. The Apache Corporation declined to be interviewed for the story, but it released a statement saying it understood the concerns of the residents. Apache says it's taking steps to protect the town and the springs from oil development activity. Apache is also working with the University of Texas at Arlington to conduct an independent water study. In West Texas, David Martin Davies reporting.